Melissa, I have an autistic child. Her name is Perla, and she is 3 years old.
They tested her and screened her and found out she had a mild autism. Their expenses have built up, but as a parent, you have responsibilities.
CDIC Project Director Sandra Gutierrez explains the importance why parents should be informed, as well as her personal experience.
I myself am a parent of two children with disabilities. My son has it because of the Fragile X syndrome. It brings along autism, a lot of structure for him, a lot of routine, a lot of sensory integration problems. He's gotten over a lot of them with a lot of therapy, so therapy is a must. It does help. When the parents are informed, it's just so much easier for everybody. The parent knows what to expect when they go to these meetings, these evaluations. It's just a lot smoother for them. And it's also for the schools because they don't have to explain so much to the parent. I think that we work very well together, and if they're informed with us before they go to the schools, it's better. But it's not always the case where they end up finding about us later on. Perhaps when their children are already in school, or a lot of the times, unfortunately, when they've already had some problems or some issues or some concerns.
An organization that helps raise awareness and raise money for autism is UTEP Sorority Alpha Psi Delta.
Working together for Autism Speaks is we're giving back to the community. Autism is one of the fastest growing disorders in the nation right now, and it's the lowest funded. Alpha Psi Delta as a whole has partnered with this, hoping to make an impact in these children's lives.
Reporting for Borderzine, this is Brenda Sanchez.